Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 12th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Hunky's Cedar Springs hosts art show and auction featuring local celebrities on September 17, 2025. Hunky's Cedar Springs is hosting an art show and auction on September 17, 2025, featuring custom portraits by artist Becca Waugh, inspired by classic menu items. The event will benefit the Cedar Springs Merchant Association, supporting neighborhood initiatives. Local celebrities like Kevin Miller and Lee Daugherty will have portraits auctioned. The evening includes a VIP reception and a general reception open to the community with art demonstrations and refreshments. A $10 donation at the door supports CSMA. Partners like Just Enough Wines and US Foods make the event possible. Hunky's Cedar Springs, a neighborhood staple since 1984, continues its tradition of community celebration.
Redefining outdoor living, Opuland sets the standard for landscape design in the Bay Area. Opuland's landscape design and construction in San Jose sets the standard for landscape design in the Bay Area. With a focus on precision, creativity, and reliability, they offer complete landscaping design and installation services that blend modern aesthetics with sustainable practices. By understanding each client's vision and property characteristics, Opulands creates visually stunning and functional outdoor spaces. Their services include a variety of styles, colors, and plant selections, from serene garden retreats to contemporary entertainment spaces. With streamlined project management, they ensure on-time and on-budget delivery. Opulands has been recognized with multiple awards, including Best of House and Bay Area CLCA Awards. Contact Opulands today to turn your outdoor dreams into reality with their professional design and installation services.
Heights Wellness Retreat to make its Texas debut with secured multi-unit agreement. Heights Wellness Retreat, formerly Massage Heights, is set to make its Texas debut with a multi-unit agreement in Dallas led by local entrepreneurs Russell and Norelia Rogers. These retreats will offer massage, facials, cryotherapy, and infrared saunas. The first location will open in Coppell, with a second site in selection. The Rogers, with backgrounds in the Air Force and nursing, shifted to franchising post-COVID and found Heights Wellness Retreat to align with their passion for self-care. The brand prioritizes innovation with services like cryotherapy, meditation, and halo salt therapy. Founder Shane Evans is excited for the brand's growth as the wellness industry expands. Heights Wellness Retreat seeks franchise operators nationwide to bring holistic wellness services to more communities.
Trumark Homes opens highly anticipated Francis Ranch Master Planned Community in Dublin, California. Trumark Homes has opened the master planned community of Francis Ranch in Dublin, California. With 573 homes across six neighborhoods, featuring a variety of single family and townhome options, the community integrates the region's heritage with modern living. Trumark Homes will build four of the neighborhoods, offering homes starting in the upper 1 millions. The community includes two parks and a trail network, with easy access to Silicon Valley and popular shopping and dining destinations. Model homes for Azure and Orchid neighborhoods are available to tour. For more information, visit Trumark Homes' website.
Q&A with Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing, Byline Bank. Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing for Byline Bank, recently discussed the decision to sponsor the Chicago Transit Authority's number 128 Soldier Field Express bus route for the Bears' 2025-2026 season. This partnership aims to increase visibility and brand recognition for Byline among local business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors. Byline's personalized, community-based approach to banking is highlighted through this campaign, emphasizing their commitment to supporting Chicagoland communities and businesses. The goal is to become the go-to bank for businesses in the area, building trust and familiarity. With decades of experience and a deep understanding of Chicago's economic landscape, Byline is uniquely positioned to guide businesses through uncertain times and help them thrive. The response to the campaign has been positive, with excitement building as Byline's brand becomes more visible throughout the city.
Bentonville's Pet Adoption Weekend, a heartwarming success. The Keith Law Group, in partnership with Best Friends Animal Society, celebrated a heartwarming success at the first annual adoption weekend in Bentonville. Over 3 days, 49 dogs and cats found their forever homes, surpassing the goal of 40 adoptions. The event, which saw families from Northwest Arkansas coming together to support the cause, had adoption fees fully sponsored by the Keith Law Group. Amy Keith, marketing director, expressed gratitude to all participants and highlighted the impact of community unity. Sean Keith, attorney and owner, emphasized the importance of compassion in helping pets find homes. Plans are already underway for next year's event, with a commitment to furthering the initiative and saving more lives. To learn more about future adoption events, visit keithlawgroup.com/petadoptionweekend. Code Ninjas debuts in Greensboro, bringing video game-based learning to kids. Code Ninjas, the nation's largest and fastest-growing kids coding franchise, is opening its newest location in Greensboro on September 20th. Located at 2961 Battleground Ave, the center will help children ages 5 to 14 learn computer coding, robotics, and other STEM skills through interactive video game projects. To celebrate the grand opening, Code Ninjas of Greensboro will host a community event on Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Families can enjoy free workshops, games, giveaways, prizes, and sweet treats. The Greensboro Chamber of Commerce will be on site to welcome the new business, and Miracle Dojos will make a $2,000 donation to Duke Children's Hospital. Families who register during the event will receive a founder's promotion, including a waived $50 registration fee and 10% off membership. Meet the local owners. The Greensboro Code Ninjas is proudly owned by Miles and Ashley Martin, a husband and wife team with deep roots in the Triad. Miles has more than 20 years of experience in IT and cybersecurity, and together they share a passion for giving children opportunities to explore technology and coding. Code Ninjas helps children ages 5 to 14 build practical skills in coding, problem solving, and critical thinking through a structured curriculum modeled after martial arts. By the end of the program, each child will have created and published their own app, gaining real-world experience and confidence with technology in a fun, supportive setting. Code Ninjas Greensboro offers flexible weeknight drop-in sessions, weekend camps, and parents' night out events.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.